Your immune system runs on zinc the way a car runs on fuel. Every single immune cell depends on it. T cells, B cells, natural killer cells. Without zinc, they can't develop, can't activate, can't fight. The World Health Organization estimates roughly 2 billion people globally are zinc deficient. Your body can't store zinc. There's no reserve tank. You need it coming in regularly, and modern diets, especially plant-heavy ones, often fall short. Phytates in grains and legumes actively block zinc absorption, which means people trying hardest to eat healthy are often the most efficient. The form matters. Zinc oxide and zinc gluconate are cheap and poorly absorbed. Zinc picolinate is bound to picolinic acid, which your body naturally produces to absorb minerals in the gut. It works with your biology instead of against it. From my research, zinc picolinate consistently shows superior absorption compared to other common forms. 30 mg daily with food. Not on an empty stomach, zinc without food causes nausea. One critical rule. Zinc and copper compete for the same absorption pathway. High zinc over long periods can deplete copper, so if you're supplementing daily, consider 1 to 2 milligrams of copper taken at a different time of day. The research links adequate zinc to shorter infection duration, stronger antibody response, and improved wound healing. It's not glamorous. It just works. Zinc arms your immune cells. But the real fortress, the thing that protects every cell in your body from damage, runs on something most people have never heard of. Ask me about NAC next. It unlocks your body's master antioxidant.